I'd only just arrived at school, yet I could tell something was up. Dude, what's with all the fuss? Did Carl do something crazy again? Look at this. Jeez, gross. Sorry, wrong direction. This way. Here you go, Miss Stewart, the new principal of our school. In front of me was a stern-looking woman who exuded a terrifying aura. Ooh. Well, that was unexpected, as we all assumed that Mr. Smith would take the lead because he'd been serving as school vice principal for pretty much forever. Suddenly, everyone's phone vibrated. Why the stern face? She looks so angry at the world. Is she allergic to our skin? Every skirt is too short, LOL. No dance party this year? Unbelievable! Is she a principal or a jailer? Warning you guys, she knows our secret smoking place. Jeez, look at all those faces pinned to their mobile phones. The gossip mongers. Over the next few days, rumors about our new principal seemed to be everywhere. Info about her seemed more sought after than Imagine Dragons tickets. Also, from day one of the principal's arrival here, a series of bizarre stories began to circulate. One day I was walking into class and heard the most ridiculous story in the world. My school was haunted. Idiots. I quietly crept under the table, then suddenly poked my head up and shouted, "Boo!" which caused all my friends to jump in fear. Ha ha, losers. All that spook stuff is nonsense. You don't believe it, huh? Yet Stacy saw it. Oh no. Stacy? I didn't know they dragged my crush into all these silly gossip things. She's usually a smart girl. Not sure what had gotten into her. After that, Stacy lowered her voice and started talking passionately about her chance encounter with a silhouette that appeared in front of the principal's office. But worst of all, before she could get a closer look at it, it vanished. It was probably just the security guard. Nah, when I left, I still saw him dozing off in his room. He even checked the camera and saw Stacy just standing and saying hello, even though nobody was there. Creepy, right? Then the story went further, when someone claimed that the new principal was a witch and was bringing evil forces to the school. Oh my God, Stacy, I needed to pull her out of this mess of nonsense right now. But no matter what I said, she insisted. I saw it with my own eyes. What if she really is capable of dark magic? Oh, come on. We're not kids anymore, Stace. Evil forces, witches, demons, they aren't real. But it's you who might get in trouble when the principal starts investigating who's spreading the rumor. Josh, it's driving me crazy. I need to confirm what I saw. But I'm scared. Can you come with me, please? I hesitated for a moment, then nodded. Okay, back gate, 10 p.m. tonight. Let's just get it over with. Plus, it'd be a great chance to impress my crush, isn't it? That night, I arrived at our meeting point early and waited around. It was freezing, and not gonna lie, I got goosebumps. Okay, calm down, Josh. Ghosts were just tricks of the mind, and it's time to show my future girlfriend how tough I am. As I was deep in my thoughts, a hand suddenly touched my shoulder. Jesus, Stacy! Do you know what time it is? Oh, sorry, I'm a bit late. Did I scare you? Of course not. Let's get inside and end this obsession of yours. But how are we supposed to get in? Stacy pointed at a big hole in the school's fence that was hidden by a bush. We then carefully sneaked through it and successfully avoided the security guard. Piece of cake. Inside, the whole school corridor was pitch black, and the streetlight shone from the glass windows. The scenario looked pretty much like a horror movie, but there was nothing to fear, right? I used a flashlight to guide Stacy to the principal's office, when suddenly, a loud screech sound made my heart want to stop. Stacy clung to me in fear. Relax, I think it's just the sound of the speakers crackling. Are you scared, Stace? No, let's just go. But then, as soon as the noise stopped, another creepy sound started up. Footsteps. Had the security guard spotted the two of us already? I turned around, and there was nothing but an empty space. Just like that, we continued walking, and they walk too. And when we stopped, they stopped. Then as soon as the footsteps began to rush towards us, I grabbed Stacy's hand and ran as fast as I could to the principal's office and slammed shut the door. Listen, Stacy, the footsteps were probably from the security guard. You see, clearly we're the only ones here, so stop believing in these things, okay? I just finished talking when suddenly the door burst open and I could see a motionless figure standing there. That's him! Holy mother, I was so scared that I closed my eyes and grabbed onto Stacy. Then when I opened my eyes, the shadow was moving towards us. Terrified, I rushed to the door to escape and, bang, both me and the ghost fell. Mike, are you okay? Mike? The three of us sat awkwardly on the sidewalk outside the school. I didn't need the chilly wind to make my heart feel frozen. As it turned out, Stacy already had a boyfriend, and that boyfriend was none other than Mike, my best friend. Ugh! So much for me wasting my time playing hero. And if you're wondering why Mike was here, the answer was to help Stacy put on this phantom play. That's right. Both the crackling and the footstep sounds were all made by him. Hang on. Why did she make up this ghost story thing? Even prepared a whole play for me and the others to acknowledge it? Stacy explained that it was only because the new principal was too harsh, creating strict rules and making it difficult for the students. Huh? But I don't think any of these rules affect her much. I mean, Stacy had always been a model student anyway. So why did she have to take it to this extent? I asked, but Stacy just ignored me and asked me to keep it a secret. In the following days, people kept questioning me on my late-night expedition. At first, I just kept quiet because I didn't want to get involved in annoying gossip and to be reminded of how my best friend turned out to be my love rival. However, rumors about the haunted school spread quickly and reached the press. Fear swallowed the school. A few students even transferred to another one because they were so scared. Although I wasn't a fan of the new principal's strict rules, what Stacy did had gone too far. One day, I was about to find her to figure this out when I saw her walking alone down the exit stairs. "Stacy, I know you're the principal's daughter and the admin of the spooky group chat that has been on the rise recently." "What? Stacy's the principal's daughter? Unbelievable." And wasn't that person Mr. Smith, the vice principal? "Perhaps we're after one same thing. Don't you want your mom to work elsewhere too? Right? But your method doesn't seem to be working so well."
"So what do you suggest?"
"There is an easier way, that is. Hand me your mother's seal. I will take care of this."
"That's too dangerous. How can I trust you?"
"Now that we're on the same boat, you probably don't want your mother to know what you've done behind your back, do you?" As soon as Mr. Smith left, I immediately ran to Stacy.
"No, you can't do that. You don't even know him personally. Be careful."
But Stacy insisted on doing it on her own. She said that since her father passed away, she'd grown tired of her mother's rules. School was the only place she used to feel free. But now, that also been ruined for her.
"I can't live 24/7 under my mother's containment. Do you understand?"
Well, it's true that being a teacher's child must be stressful enough already. Not to mention being the child of a strict principal. That would surely be even more exhausting. But conspiring with Mr. Smith was a step too far, right? And what will be, will be. A few days later, a ton of messages regarding the principal faking test scores to improve the school's ranking broke out. And of course, she would be subject to disciplinary procedures and may have to quit her job forever for violating professional ethics. I looked over at Stacy. Her face darkened and suddenly she darted out of the classroom. I chased after her and looked everywhere for her, but she was nowhere to be found. Until I heard a sobbing sound coming from the abandoned canteen. Thank goodness, there she was. Seeing me, Stacy burst into tears and poured her heart out. She could not have foreseen the consequences of her actions and naively let Mr. Smith take advantage of her and created all this.
"Stace, I think it's best to tell your mom the truth. There's still time to fix this, quick, before it's too late."
She wiped her tears and gave me a hug, then agreed to go find her mom.
"Mom, I'm sorry. I started the rumors and I conspired with Mr. Smith to help ruin your career."
I thought the principal was going to go ballistic. But then to my surprise, she came forward and pulled Stacy into her arms. "I know things have been tough since your father was no longer with us. I've just been so worried about you making the wrong choices and going down the wrong path that I started to be stricter on you. I love you and never meant to put this much pressure on you. I'm sorry."
"Please forgive Stacy. She never meant to hurt you and she feels terrible about it."
"Everything's fine. Thank you very much, Josh, for telling me about this."
"Huh? You already know everything?"
"Yeah, I was so worried that you would be taken advantage of, so I told her about the conversation you had with the vice principal. As for the rumor that the principal had to quit her job, it was me who spread it. I mean, that's how Stacy realized what she did was outrageous and could have big consequences, right?" Although her mom forgave her, Stacy was still nervous because she'd given Mr. Smith her mother's seal. "It's okay, dear. What you did accidentally helped me to get evidence of his embezzlement by impersonating me. His misconduct will soon be handled. It's all good now. My work here was done,
I fixed things with Stacy and her mom. But most importantly of all, I proved that the school's not haunted. So what's next? Well, Stacy must have been so moved by my heroic actions and started developing feelings for me, as she broke up with Mike. Not long after that, then asked me out. But he's my best friend, and there's no way I'm making him sad over a girl, so I turned her down. Besides, her mischievous side is kind of terrifying. Girls are dangerous.